Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Guys are joining us here at Harvest Light Church and Harvest Light. We're going to be.
It's true. I love being going to come in.
Make sure we're doing it. Okay, we should be well right now. We've got a lot of feedback on the line. We kind of just have some complications on the system, but God is always good to prevail and do what he said he's going to do. You know, it's not that we are discouraged in anything we do in the terms of the kingdom of God, but we thank God for the night tonight. You know, it's a very important night on tonight. And we talk about how we look at the process of the elections that are going on, and it's a lot of things that's really drawing the minds of people at this time in terms of where they are and what's going on with them. And it's really to the point that it amazes us that we are so drawn by so many of the physical things which is going on. Now, we all pay attention to the elections because it makes us understand the terms of where we're going to go in life and where we're going to be in the next few years. But I think I want to rephrase that and say that again. I don't think it's going to determine where we're going as Christians. I don't think it's going to have anything to do with where we're going as Christians as being man and woman of God who speak and just declare and claim the word to come to the kingdom of God. And as I was getting ready for this show, you know, I was really pumped. I was really kind of, you know, perplexed about a lot of things of what, you know, on this Tuesday testimony, what we're going to be talking about. And when you talk about Tuesday testimony, it's a night of encouragement, a night of uplifting situations and things that happen in the lives of other people and how we need to really pay attention about how the things in their life can actually affect the things that are around us. It's the reason we talk about Tuesday testimony. And testimony service is by far one of the greatest things, I think, that can be in the life of an individual when they need to be lifted up, when it seems like they're in a critical situation, they don't know which way to go, it seems like things are not working out for them. And sometimes you come along, you give them a testimony about how God delivered you and brought you from the very things that was going on in your life and how God really just continues to bring us to the position that, you know, we all want to testify. We all need to testify about the goodness of what God has done for us in our life that others may be occupied in doing the work of the kingdom. So, you know, we just want to make sure that we're listening. We just want to make sure we're listening in tonight and hearing what the word of God is saying on tonight as we begin to speak and just, you know, just really declare the word and just hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us on this service as we get flowing. Now, we're getting some reverb. It's kind of going back in the system. But, you know, the word says no weapon formed against us, so we're not going to believe that some of the reverb that's happening in the system will stop us from doing or hearing the word of God on tonight. As I said before, it's a night of testimony service, and it's another type of testimony that's going on also in the lives of us as being American people and how things around us are taking place and how we should really be careful. As we go back to the word of God, I think about, I said we ought to be watchful. I think on last night, last Tuesday night, we talked about the process of how Jesus going into the process of Luke chapter 12, and he declared that his disciples, in the meanwhile, it said when a number of people came in the midst of Luke chapter 12, he said they trotted upon one another to pretty much, when you think about it, they was preoccupied about a lot of the things that was going on around them and what wasn't really taking place. And you think about that, kind of like now. We're going to talk about a little bit tonight. You know, we're going to have the word of God speaking on to us tonight in terms of what's coming from the kingdom of God. And we're going to just mush forward And we're going to speak about some of the stuff that as we're dealing with at this particular time right now as men, man, and women of God in the season in which we're in. Father God, we bless you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to be able to come before your people and speak that which you have given us to speak. And Father God, even as I begin to speak, Father God, that whatever is in the system is called into the reverb, the pushback, the pushing. Father God, we loose it in the name of Jesus. And we just declare according to the Spirit of God, to the power of the Spirit, that, you know, Lord, no weapon formed against us. Nothing will be able to stand. Nothing should prosper in the process of what we're moving on tonight. Father God, I decree the word according to the power and the purpose of the Holy Spirit, that even as we begin to speak, Father God, you're already illuminating, transforming, moving according to your dynamics, Father God, that we continue to move in this power shift era in the season in which we're in. Father God, loose this very thing that's trying to take over this mic tonight. And Father God, let the presence of the power of the Spirit move in and let it convict and let it arrest. And I mean, Father God, let it shut down every negative thing that's not like God. I decree according to the Spirit, according to the power and the purpose of the Holy Ghost, that even as we speak, Father God, you will begin to transform and change and bring into full fruition that what we need to speak on tonight, that he who has an ear, they will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say that's coming from your church, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, our physical bodies, Father God. Don't you know the word of God says you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So even as we think about this tonight, I want to kind of go back over the scriptures. And as I say, you guys are going to have to be dealing with some echoing tonight. For where that's coming from, we want to pray that that's going to just be bound by the power of God. But it says over in the book of Luke chapter 12, I know we've been dealing with this, but if you stay with me, you'll get a revelation of what we're talking about on tonight. Because this is a very profound and specific thing in the scriptures that God is speaking about on today, why so many people have been bound, pulled, preoccupied by other things and events that's going on in their life. They say one thing and they do another. Sometimes we as men and women got so absent-minded and what we're doing, we don't know where we're coming or going. We don't know more about with what the Word of God says or against what the Word of God says. So even as on tonight, Jesus warns them once again. We look over in the book of Luke chapter 12, and he said that they gathered together an innumerable multitude of people. And Jesus began to declare unto his disciples that in so much, there were so many people, they trod it upon them. And to the point, they began to travel over each other. And when I look at that scripture, and I think about the dynamics of it, and just some of the increments of the scripture, and it says a whole lot about how when they came to that certain region, how the people were preoccupied, and how the devil was standing near to be able to pull what was out of them and what was instilled in them as being man and woman of God. Well, that's just his disciples, the men of God. And Jesus warned them. He goes on to say that he calls the disciples together. He said, beware of the leaven. He talked about the sins that can possibly come into the lives of people who weren't properly trained, who wouldn't properly have a mind. And the word of God said, he who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, not to the physical bricks and mortar, but to you as being a representative of the kingdom of God. And he begins to go on and begins to speak of such a powerful word in the area of this particular scripture. When you go into the amplified process of this Bible, Jesus being in your grand, he began to guard them. In other words, give them the word. He said, against the leaven of the ferment, the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, preceding unrest and violence. Well, Pastor Ellis, what are we saying here? It seems like you're saying the same thing over again, but if you were to get the illumination, the revelation of what's going on, you would hear properly about what God is speaking, what Jesus is speaking to his disciples. About he said, look, there's going to be a lot of people around you that's going to be preoccupied by events, circumstances, situations, and things that's going on. And it's kind of like right now. Well, you know, you have something. Everything right now is hearing the physical rather than the spirit. We are so tuned on what's going on in this election and what's happening around us. Jesus declares a word. We go to the book. I think it was when we look over to this, kind of hop over to the Thessalonians. Lord, loose this very echoing that's going on in this system tonight in the name of Jesus that the people may hear. And we go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Let's look over the book of Thessalonians here. And the Spirit gives utterance tonight. And we declare that even in the midst of the election, we are praying while we're going in. The very decision that's making where the world is going to head, or the us here on earth is going to head in the next 4 years. Not the entire earth, but here in the United States, where we're going to be in terms of what the outcome is going to be. Jesus goes out here to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. Want to make sure we're looking real close at what we're speaking on tonight, because Pastor Ellis is bringing some revelation and illumination information for you, because he who has an ear will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking that's coming from the kingdom of God. He said in the book of Luke, no, let's say Thessalonians, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, in Thessalonians, chapter 5, and it says in verse 2, he said, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Well, let's take it a little farther here. Let's start at the first in Thessalonians. Let's get some real good basic understanding about what the Word of God is speaking and what He's transferring to the mind of His disciples, that they may have an understanding about what's been said. Jesus declared to the book of 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 5, we start in verse 1. He said, but the time of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Well, Jesus will tell them, it's a season that I've been talking to y'all over and over again. I have no need to keep on being redundant, I heard one of the evangelists say, over and over, because I've been telling you this all the time. He says over in verse 2, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety, there should be sudden destruction that cometh upon them, and travail upon the women with child, and they should not escape. Am I in that with anybody, what I'm speaking about? Can y'all hear this prophet speaking to y'all tonight? There's usually a time on the line where we got people packed and they listen to the revelation of the word. But I said, because of the election and the things that's going on, people are being preoccupied more so about what the outcome of two human beings is about to do, rather than keeping their mind fixed on what's coming from the kingdom of God. I believe I'm speaking a word for he who has the ear. I'm speaking about a testimony tonight. That God is trying to get you to see that even when he spoke to the disciples, once again, in 1 Thessalonians, he said, but the time of the season, brother, you have no need. I can't continue to keep telling you this over and over again. You know, when you be hard-headed, schizophrenic, discombobulated, up in the wishy-washy, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you don't know what you're doing or where you're going. But God is continuing saying, look, I ain't got to keep on telling you this over and over again. You know from the scriptures. And I told you time and time over again that you as being men and women of God need to learn how to occupy and before I come, until I come. Matter of fact, he speaks about the occupation of the disciples in Luke 19 and that 13th verse. He said, occupy until I come. Jesus is steady giving warnings to us as being men and women of God, but all the chaos is going on in the land. All the infrastructure division that you've seen is going on around the world, but yet we're still being pulled by decisions, cliques, clubs, games, and titles. And we don't even understand that sudden destruction is already upon us. The Bible declares once again, he said, look at that, look, I'll come like a thief in the night. When you've been preoccupied with some of the things that are going on between two people who have already predestined the very outcome of this election, but men will keep on gazing in the opposite direction, and they'll forget the very things that I told them about what's getting ready to happen. Let me show you guys something about a testimony. By the power of God, when he comes to give information and that doesn't receive you spiritually by revelation, he goes over in the book of Matthew. I want to take you over to the book of Matthew. We're talking about testimonies tonight and how when the enemy comes in, there'll be no need for you to cry out about how you didn't know. He just told you in Thessalonians, I've been telling you, But now you're preoccupied about two things that's going on in the earth, and you're more concerned about them and rather than worrying about me. Jesus declared a word about the process of how that we have been men and women of God. He compares us to a fowl of the air. That the fowl in the air, which is a bird, he gets his worm every morning. He doesn't complain. He talks about the lilies of the valley, how they twirl. They don't complain. He talks about all these things of an earthly sense. But he talks about the one separating thing on earth that always disobeys what the word of God is telling him, and that's man. And we never really come to the completion of understanding. The word of God said we forever listen and never learn and never come to the truth. Give me a drink of water here because I'm about to tap into some sources here because I want you to understand some testimonies here. God, excuse me for that. I want you to see something in the book of Matthew. I'm going to look up in the book of Matthew. And I want to hear what the word of Matthew was saying right here to begin over here. I want to go ahead and go to scripture here in the book. And I want you to listen at this, how God, in the midst of coming and being a representative like these five foolish virgins and then the five wise virgins, how men are flocked to what they feel is right rather than flocking what God has already illuminated to them. He told you in Thessalonians, I ain't got to keep telling you this over and over again. I done told you. You know yourself. That time is at hand that I'll be coming back soon. Why should I keep on telling you over and over again to get your life together, be watchful, be prayer, do all things with supplication and prayer, that your request be known unto God, and then I got to continue to keep telling you about the very things that you already know. Am I somewhere with somebody about what I'm speaking on tonight? I want to know. You may not be many on the line, but those who listen by the area of listening about what we call teleconference or on your Mac or on your iPad. You may not be in the studio, but I believe God is speaking on tonight. The word of God decrees, we go over the book of Matthew, we look over the book of Matthew, we want to roll down to the book of Matthew, and I want to look at something here in comparison or in cohesiveness with what God is declaring in every one of these scriptures I'm about to give you tonight. This is a testimony that's coming from the kingdom to let you know the time is at hand. The Bible declares when you look at the book of 1st, 2nd Timothy, he talks about how perilous times will come, how men will be blasphemers, how they'll be disobedient, how they'll be lovers of money, you know, learning. And all of these different things he illustrates over there, telling you about how the signs of times will be. And we're looking at that right now. Well, men look to authority of the flesh rather than look to the authority of the kingdom. They won't want to hear the kingdom. They don't want to hear the spirit. The Bible said that you have an ear. The Bible said let him hear what the spirit of the Lord has to say. To the church, that means you. He's not talking about a building. He's talking about you. Don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? You've been designed, engineered, prefixed, planned to be able to destroy, speak, declare, and call things in the earth that be not the way they were. But you keep on running in the tradition and man-made religion. The word of God is trying to say, I'm about to give you a testimony, about to illuminate you and transform you and make you hear something that you ain't never seen before, you should never known before, because you walking as blind man and blind guys. Blind people, blind. These guys are leaving you blind. We need somebody to occupy and run the legislative structures of the country. But God said, it ain't them that's going to get you to the kingdom of God. But even at this critical time that we are right now, America is sleeping. And the word of God declares, at any time I could come like a thief in the night. People standing in line, people at work, people driving home, trying to get in front of that tube to see what's going on. And who is going to be the outcome of one human being that will call the shots for America? God said, don't you know I am the author and the finisher of your faith? I am in command. I am the great I am. And you put your trust in him and lean not to your own. God said, I will direct your path. He speaks something very powerfully. Over here in the book of Luke, chapter 25, for the listeners, those who are coming in, don't be late. But I'm telling you, you don't know when this thing is about to be over. I'm not going to be long with you tonight. But the word of God says, if they got an ear to hear, let them hear. It's amazing. It really mesmerizes me When a person can be with you one moment, and you can break your back and do all that you can for them, and then turn right around and throw back, it's right at the back of your head. You got to know when you're going into battle or who you with and who's you with. I'm telling you, man will turn on you. That's why the word of God just gets like this. I'm not a God that I should lie. Listen how he says the very infrastructure of this word. He said, I'm not a God that I should lie. I'm not a son of any piece of a flesh that I have repent. I've been given a command to bless, and I cannot and I will not reverse it. Well, word of God, what are you saying right there? Man will outright lie to you. Their mouth is designed to be just like a letter L. They don't know the truth. They can't hold the truth. It'll come a time of judgment, and they'll give you every excuse that they need. But the word of God declares the creed, you got to give account for every idle word that come up out of your mouth. You won't have to be able to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, God. You can't keep on continuing to keep on lying back and forth, being like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, wishy-washy, up and down, saying you're going to do one thing, and you're better not on the other. The Bible says it's going to be the truth that's going to set you free, especially when you're going to lie to the life of a prophet. And some of the things you're supposed to be doing, but you're not doing it. And you got to understand and heed the warnings of the things that God is speaking in the season of which we're in. The word of God talks about these people over here, these men over here. He calls them fools. He declared over in Luke chapter 19 and verse 13, Jesus declared according to the word of God, and we want to look at the process and establish from the beginning. It's a little messy scripture, but I'm going to read through just a little bit of it. It talks about that the kingdom of God is like unto 10 virgins, he says, in Matthew 25 and over in that 25th chapter. He says, then the kingdom of God of heaven should be likened, he got an N-E-D on the end of that thing, unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, I ain't got to tell you who the bridegroom was, but he's giving you an illustration of how man could be so misled, so absent-minded in the direction in which they're supposed to go in, that they even walk their own selves off the cliff of where they're supposed to be going. He says over here in the second verse, over here in the book of Luke, chapter 25, and five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. He put the L-I-S-H on the end of it. He said, I mean, there's going to be a lot of them kind, even when they're not right now. But there's going to be more fools that you're going to see. As you grow, you're going to see more fools who don't really understand the preoccupation of what God declared in the season which you're in. Because you know why? They won't be out. They'll be occupied by cliques, club games, and titles, and other events. And then you wonder why things ain't going right in your life. Listen to me. Let me help you here on this testimony. They say they went to foolish and they took their lamp, but they took no oil. If you really understand the process of the anointing, what the oil is used for is the representation of the blood. It opens up the illumination, the transformation of the Holy Spirit. It's designed as a barrier when you like baptism. The water don't save you because you commit to go in the water. It's a signal to let you know that you're agreeing with God. Am I in there anywhere? I want to teach you as the man of God told me where I can reach you. And I'm about to reach you tonight in the name of Jesus. Because too many times we're dealing with schizophrenic people in the body of Christ. If you don't do what they want you to do, they'll call their best and they'll do arithmetic on you behind your back. I'm telling you, you got to cut everything off. It's not like God. You got to learn how to move forward in the season which you're in. The Bible declares and decrees that these five foolish virgins, five took oil and five of them didn't take oil. But it says in the fourth verse, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, am I in there? This is what Jesus declared the creed when he talked over in the book of Thessalonians. If you go back and read it, understand what I'm saying? Jesus told him, but in the times of the season, brethren, that I have no need to keep continuing writing to you. For you yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord is coming, and I'll come like a thief in the midst of the night. Am I in there anywhere? When you don't understand that you got the power of the Spirit in you, and you don't know what you're walking with, you know where you're going, let me tell you, the enemy will come up on you, and he'll devour you right in the midst of you being preoccupied with something that God never told you to get involved with. Am I in there? He says over in verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, all slumbered and slept. Do y'all understand what's going on right now? The world is at a preoccupational stage. They're praying, but they're keeping their eyes on the election. The Bible says they are praying, they keep one eye open. Rather than keeping their eyes praying and believing and trusting God wholeheartedly for whatever it may be that's going on in life. Because the Bible says they ain't the author and the finisher of your faith. You're going to die, and they don't die. But you got to understand, they got to get in a hole just like you get in a hole. But the Bible says, cast your cares and all your thoughts and all your plans upon me, because I'm the one cares of you. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything that you need will be added unto you. God is trying to get you to understand something. Why you worried about it? I ain't standing wrong with education. I ain't standing wrong with anything before you having all the stuff around you. But you got to realize and understand that God says like this: if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. The Bible declares and decrees, when you look at Psalms 84:11, I'm speaking to you. You better hear this prophet speak tonight, because I'm about to loose a word in your ear, and it's going to terrify your soul. And if you ain't hearing tonight, so that's bad luck on you, because I'm saying after this day, you're going to see a lot of things change from this point to where I'm going. There's a lot of things I'm going to cut loose because I'm getting tired of dealing with stuff that's not being right in the area where God is calling me to be. Listen to me, man and woman, God. If you want to hang it up, you can do it tonight, because I'm going to speak tonight. The word of God declares and decrees that I'm going to have to keep telling you over and over again about the things that you perfectly already know. The Bible says sin is like rebellion. Rebellion is just like sin. A hardy heart and a hard head would never get anywhere in the kingdom of God. He goes on to declare the word about these foolish virgins over here in the book of Matthew. He said five took their lamps with them and five didn't. But see, all of them had lamps, but none of them had the oil in them. Anybody know what a healthy vessel look like? You can carry a cistern, but if it's leaking, and when you get to your destination, everything you put into it leaked out. That's why Jeremiah declares the word in the book of Jeremiah. They come before my throne with an empty cistern. They don't even know what they're carrying in the cistern. When they come to try to retrieve what they put in the cistern, there's nothing there. And that's what the word of God is declaring right here. He's giving you a testimony about the incoming times. I'm giving you a prophetic word on tonight. The Bible declares that when these men came together and they began to come and they began to sleep and slumber, they said that the night the bridegroom coming, and they shouted out. Now, hold on a second. Look what he said in the secret. At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. Talking about your resurrection and your revelation, and whatever God begin to stop your heart at, that's going to be the day that you're going to reach to meet the word of God. And he said, if you don't understand what you're going right then and there, you better fall on your knees and begin to repent. Because the word of God is telling you right here, just like this right now. He said, if I come to you and I gave you a gift according to Jeremiah 1:5, if I prove to you that I gave you a perfect gift according to Jeremiah 1:5, the first question I want to ask you is, what did you do with the life I gave you? And what did you do with the gift I put in you? No, you're going to be without excuses on this day, because the word of God said, you got to come in the midst of every idle word to come up out of your mouth. Look how he said this. In midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Come out and meet him. All those virgins arose. What did they do? They trimmed their lamps. Trimming their lamps means to understand they had enough that they wouldn't have to carry that oil in the earth anymore, because the true light has came. When the bridegroom comes, you got to trim your light, because the new light is about to come. The Bible says, even in the 8th verse, he said, a fool has said unto the wise, give me of your oil, of your lamps, I'm going out. And then it said in the 9th verse, be wise. The Bible said, but the wise answered and said, no, not so. Let there be not enough oil for us. You go, and you rather you get your own oil. Let me tell you how it says it right there. He said, but the wise after this said, not so, lest there be not enough for us. And you but go, and rather than them that chill by yourselves. Go get your own oil. Quit riding on the back of somebody else. If you're told to do something, you need to do it right. The Bible says that the rebellion is just like the sin of witchcraft. It's like the sick of the lamb. You can't have that in the kingdom of God. You can't keep going around saying you love the Lord and you've been disobedient to God. Not only to be disobedient to God, but in the protocol that God has to do. Some people are just so clownized in their mind. They're just so baby illustrated and don't even understand what it is to just to be obedient. And they wonder why things are all jacked up and wrecked up in their life. And then why don't nobody want to be around. But the first thing you want to do is complain about the very things that you bought yourself. The word of God tells me like this. He said, first let a man, if you say you're a man, then examine yourself. If you know you're a man to tell the truth, the whole truth, and not but the truth, so help you free, be a man of your word and do what you're going to do. That's what happened to these men and women of God right here. Five had their lamps and five didn't have their lamps. Well, let's say all of them had their lamps, but a lot of them didn't even have oil in the lamps. Well, the other five didn't have oil in the lamps. And then it came time for the true light to come. All that time you spent here on earth, 40, 50, 60 years, and you ain't even came to a point that you even understand what the word of God spoke on the book of Thessalonians. He said, I don't even keep telling you over and over again. When your time comes, that's it. You know, you got to give account for everything you've done. I gave you enough time to get yourself right. But we in the season which we in, men have been hard-headed than ever before. This election is taking a toll on a whole lot of people. I stressed the word on the Facebook channel, the other day on the social network. I said, this election ain't nothing but a stress ball for all who's watching. I just really stopped watching it. And I ain't saying I don't care what happened tonight, but I'm telling you what, I'm putting my all in my lamp tonight. I'm going to do what thus say the Lord. While the people been occupied looking at something else, the enemy can come at any time and take this thing by surprise. The day they announce the winners, the day this place might blow up and leave. I ain't prophesying that it happened. I'm trying to get you to understand something. That's how fast God can come. When you are taken by something that you don't even know what's going on. And the Bible says you got to seek ye first the kingdom. The election is what's going on. We need governmental authority in the land. But you need to understand that's somebody who controls the land. The supremacy and the power has been given unto you. The Bible says when we come together and begin to pray, as we said over there in the Bible, there's Ecclesiastics tells us about the process. The Bible declares when we come together and we pray to God to heal the land. No, we worried about one of we worried about fighting and bickering about somebody who's gonna get in the White House this season. You know why? Because we don't even understand who we are as being man, women of God. Even the churches are throwing elections. In the church has become a house of identities. Now they call the division all up in the church building. The Bible declares decrees, when you look at this word of God, it's a very strong word. Jesus began to speak the word unto them. Really, in the scripture, he's thinking about a sermon. He said, for they that sleep in the night, and they that drink are drunk in the night. Did he say something? He ain't just talking about physical wine either. Basically, but let us who are of the day be sober. He's trying to get you to wake up. He said, look, but putting on the breastplate of faith, love, the helmet of hope, and salvation. That's Ephesians 2 and all over again, Ephesians 6 and 10. That you got to understand the greatest thing in your life is how you're going to occupy your heart. I heard Apostle Oscar Walker tell me, God builds the heart before he builds the man. If the man got the kind of heart he wants, I'd be the guy that's classy talking about how without God in the position, man to run wild. They didn't run straight like they're doing right now. They're more concerned about what they see. God told us not to worry because these things are supposed to happen. They're supposed to come. He said, but the end is not yet. But even though I say the end is not yet, but you still don't know when I'm going to come. The end will come until I say come. And I can come at any time while you preoccupied doing something opposite of what God has declared. It's always a pleasure for you guys to join me in the midst of the testimony and been testifying. And this is just a powerful effort of being a spiritual testimony about how you need to really be occupied. And according to the word of God over in the book of Luke 19:13, you need to know how to occupy. And you really need to get a revelation on Thessalonians 5:2, how God shouldn't have to keep on talking to you. Matter of fact, Thessalonians 5:1-2. But Matthew gives the clicker. He tells us these men and women had lamps. There's really 10 lamps in all. But he said there'll be five who make it in and five who won't. For the time has come that God said, I'll come like a thief in the night. While you busy preoccupied, think you got more time, he said, you ain't got time. The time is at hand. It's at night. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. This is what God is speaking to us on tonight. You got to know how to testify about what God has given you as being what you call evangelist, or being a pastor, a preacher, teacher, apostle, whatever you want to rank yourself as being. But don't be ranked by no man, but make sure you rank by God. In the season which you're in, that you walk truly in the gift that God has given you. For the Bible says there's no weapon designed, created, formed against you shall prosper. You got to know how to get up and get yourself up out of load about it. Not just yourself, but get your mind into position that you really need to occupy the scripture to believe what they say. Quit listening to what folks tell you and get in the word and read it and begin to kneel before God and find out what he has for you. I guarantee God will give you a testimony about your life. For each and every one of you, all those who are on the line, it's not many tonight, but you know what? That's what Pastor Elvis go even harder. There ain't but about 20 on, and they ain't got a hand raised, but I don't want no hands raised tonight because I'm on a mission tonight, because it don't make no sense when a man of God is doing perfect work in the kingdom of God, then you come along and try to throw a wrench in it. And y'all wonder why I don't deal with folk. It's not that I hate anybody. I just get tired of playing with kids and children in the ministry. I just a little bit more strict and serious about what I'm doing. And I just don't understand that reason why these things happen. But you know what? It's all designed to be effective of what the enemy's trying to throw in and try to hurt. But the Bible tells you how to make you out of cast down. At this point, you shouldn't really care what you roll over iron, tank, skulls, and everything. Just keep on moving. Don't worry. Just move forward. And know that God got a plan that supersedes far beyond more than you can imagine or think of. For those who are joining us on the Wednesday night, we have Dr. J.C. Matthews in the house. We'll be sending this report out to y'all on tomorrow night, those who want to join in. Of course, Thursday night is the word. We have a word coming in on Thursday night. And want you guys to know to be a part of that. And Friday night, we have guest speakers in usually that's going to come out and be a part in the service. And if you guys want to be with us, you can do. And I'll be to be with you guys and help y'all continue to move forward and whatever is God had a plan for your life. But on tonight, on this Tuesday testimony, you might want to go back and read the information. You might want to get some revelation about what God is doing in the season in which we're in. Because there's too many times you're missing out on what God is really trying to show you. If you're not true to what you're doing, then leave them people alone. Don't even come around. Don't waste their time. Don't waste anybody's time. Because people's time who really love the Lord is precious. And what they're doing. And if you're going to move in this direction and move what season we're in at Harvest Lecture, that's fine. If not, but I would love for you to hang up and never call back ever again. Because I just have to be straight and blunt about things. It's better for you to go out and do what you want to do than then to say a lot to the prophet, a lot to the priest, a lot to the woman of God that is out. Because when you say it to me, you say it to everybody in my household and everybody in my congregation and everybody on my staff that I'm putting you in a position to help you do things to help you out. But, you know, the enemy going to always give you excuses about what you can't do. If you've got enough integrity, you got enough authority, make a phone call. Tell that particular person about what evidence is going on. I'm doing a little preaching and teaching tonight. You know, I want you to understand something, that your life and where you're going determines how you handle your relationship with the people that have been indebted to you for the years they are part of you. Am I in there? I believe I am. But the word of God said, but those who have an ear to hear, we hear. Those who don't, then so be it. But from this day forward, you know, continue to tune in. If you want to tune in tomorrow, it's really up. It's on the line. It's all up to you. Thursday night is on the line. 10 o'clock Monday morning is all on the line. HarvestNewLifeChurch.com. It's all there for you. Until then, each and every one of you, we bless you. We thank you for me and co-pastor Patty Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church. And we really appreciate you guys being on with us tonight. And we pray that you guys don't get too involved and get moved out of the way. And make sure you continue to trust God about the decisions that's going to be made for our actual democracy and our actual lives on tonight. Until then, God bless you and God keep you. Thank God for joining me here at Harvest New Life Church. It is truly a pleasure to have you guys on the line with us tonight.